Welcome back to Johnny Manziel Watch 2013. I'm Jacob Bunn. The news broke last night, Sunday evening. ESPN's Outside the Lines reported that the NCAA is investigating whether Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel was paid for signing hundreds of autographs on photos and sports memorabilia in January. Two sources tell ESPN's OTL that the Texas A&M quarterback agreed to sign memorabilia in exchange for a five-figure flat fee. This was during his trip to the Discover BCS championship game between Alabama and Notre Dame in January in Miami. Both sources tell ESPN, now this is the report last night, Sunday evening, that they witnessed the signing, though neither one said that they saw the exchange of money. Well, a new story has broken. More reports have been unveiled by ESPN, this one by Joe Shad, among others, at ESPN, just coming out mid-afternoon, this afternoon, Monday afternoon. A prominent autograph broker on eBay based in the Southeast said that Nate Finch, and if you read the ESPN, the story by ESPN's Wright Thompson, the feature story called The Trouble with Johnny, you can Google it, it's very accessible. You know that Nate Finch, or Nate as he is called by pretty much everyone, is Johnny Manziel's, I guess you would professionally call him a personal assistant. You might call him a handler. Anyway, he approached eBay brokers last season to let him know that Manziel would no longer be signing autographs for him without compensation. The broker who spoke to Shad under the condition of anonymity said that Manziel signed about 50 items for him at the Texas A&M team hotel the night before the November 10th Texas A&M at Alabama game. Now this is, I believe, the Birmingham Hilton, if I'm not mistaken. That is the place that he is alleged to have had this confrontation with the eBay. This is Johnny Manziel and the eBay broker. Now let me go to a Sports Illustrated article. This is an excerpt from an interview that Andy Staples had in Sports Illustrated during a July 26th interview, and the comments in here are very interesting considering what we just heard, what I just read to you. Manziel talked about his meeting with the autograph broker during our July 26th interview. This is Andy Staples writing. Quote, Alabama game. This is from Manziel. A guy walks into my hotel room with me. I open the door. I had a big bag on my shoulder. I open the door real wide. He kind of sticks his foot in the door. You know, he comes in with me. Hey, man, will you sign this big bag of stuff? Swope is in the bathroom. He walks in and sees me signing this guy's stuff. And the guy, anyway, Ryan Swope, who was a fantastic receiver for Texas A&M, asks the man what he's doing in Manziel's room. Said that Manziel said he would sign some stuff for him. And Manziel said, I really didn't say that, but I'll do it for you. Get out of here, and it won't be too much of a big deal, is what Manziel said. Anyway, that was just part of an interview that he gave to Andy Staples in which he alluded to signing autographs for this eBay dealer. This report, this latest report, dovetails with that. And in fact, if you read the report on ESPN.com, you will see a photo. And the photo is Johnny Manziel signing a picture, signing an autograph to a picture. And according to Joe Shad's source, this broker of memorabilia on eBay, it is the photograph he took to prove that Johnny Manziel was in fact doing what he said he would do. So a lot of information coming out. It does not look good for Johnny Manziel. You know, I've read countless analysis articles from Dennis Dodd on down, Dennis Dodd to Dan Wetzel, Pat Forty, you name the college football opinion maker, and all of them are talking about how this affects amateurism in college football and the status of amateurism in college football, and it may well do that, by the way. I think it will. I think progressives in the sport know that things are trending toward a day in which college football athletes do not have to surrender their entire likeness and identity to the NCAA. But for the time being, that is not the case. And so I don't see the point in discussing it right now. In the long term, sure, we can talk about how it affects or how this might have had an effect on the changing of the rules, because I think they will change at some point. But they haven't changed yet. And right now we're dealing with breaking news concerning Johnny Manziel. Who cares about how it impacts at this point? We'll care maybe in a week or 10 days when this thing has seemed to have subsided, if in fact it subsides. You know, I made the prediction on Friday on the last show that it was over for now, that Johnny Manziel headlines were going to cease to exist for a while, at least the ones we had been saying. How wrong was that prediction? Kevin Sumlin says no changes will be in place for Manziel in his practice schedule, and he will eventually speak to the media. Kevin Sumlin spoke to the media this afternoon, and the vibe that most reporters came away with, those who were in the room, was that Kevin Sumlin is ready to be an NFL head coach. And the way he handled the press conference today, saying nothing about Manziel other than that little bit. He didn't really address any of the questions, and you know they were coming. ESPN's Brad Edwards, who of course is the one who breaks down the numbers for BCS Watch. No, Brad's going to be out of a job after this year. What's he going to do after the BCS ceases to exist? Because he won't have any numbers. He'll just have to sit around and speculate what the selection committee will do. Anyway, ESPN's Brad Edwards says recent cases with A.J. Green, Marcell Dareus, and Terrell Pryor suggest slim chance for Manziel to play week 3 against Alabama. Now, that would be a significant development, and that's something we'll talk about more in the coming days. But that game, and we'll forget Rice and Sam Houston State or SMU, whoever they play before Alabama. That game against Alabama is the biggest game on Texas A&M's schedule, and it's not close. If Johnny Manziel can't play for that game, then why? I was about to say why play him at all. The answer to that is obvious, but be a huge deal for Texas A&M. Definitely a season changer. And you think about Texas A&M's history, how many times have they been in this position with a chance to, well, they went to the Cotton Bowl last year, had a Heisman Trophy winner, and here they have him back again this year, the chance to do something spectacular. But it seems to be all going down in flames because of the actions of this 20-year-old quarterback, as he reminded us so many times of his age at SEC Media Days. This is some more, these are some tweets from Joe Shad. He says the broker, there are two brokers, apparently. The prominent autograph broker provided ESPN a photo of Manziel signing a stack of photos. You can see that. You can go to Joe Shad's Twitter page. You can also see that at the ESPN story. Autograph brokers take photos of stars signing their photos, helmets, etc., and uses proof pics, that in quotation marks, to get authentication and also to show on eBay. And that makes sense if you are selling this memorabilia to take a photo to ensure that people know that it is authentic. And if someone comes into your room with a stack of, there's no way Johnny Manziel didn't know this guy was going to sell what he was going to sell. He comes into a room with a stack of memorabilia like that. He's not putting it up as wallpaper in his house. He's going to sell it on eBay. Brett McMurphy says, with the Manziel situation, this is Brett McMurphy of ESPN, Braxton Miller, who is Ohio State's quarterback, is the new favorite at 5-1 to win the Heisman via Bovada, which is Las Vegas casino. Yeah, it's interesting. I saw someone say that the Texas A&M win total, according to Las Vegas odds-making establishment, has gone from 9.5 to 7 if Johnny Manziel doesn't play. That's how big of a difference Vegas thinks Johnny Manziel is to this Texas A&M football team. John Infante of College Athletic Clips Bylaw Blog, who does a really good job of breaking down these NCAA bylaw situations, explains that Kevin Sumlin, the Texas A&M head football coach, is not on the hook if Manziel and this autograph situation and he ends up being indicted, well, not indicted, that's poor choice of words, but if he does indeed get convicted of this by the NCAA, Manziel, that Kevin Sumlin does not necessarily have responsibility. And obviously, this is all subject to the NCAA's rules, which, of course, are made up as they go along. There's no set policy with the NCAA. They will say there are, but how many times has the NCAA decided after a Tuesday to wake up on a Wednesday and do something completely different? But here's what John Infante writes. The concept of head coach responsibility is about the head coach being responsible for violations committed by his staff, not his student athletes. That's according to the bylaw. In theory, a student athlete could fall under this bylaw if the NCAA determined that the athlete was functioning as a staff member. You know, say the athlete was recruiting for the team and the coach had knowledge of it. But in terms of the garden variety amateurism violations, the coach would not be on the hook. So Kevin Sumlin looks like he's going to be okay. I don't think that matters either, because I have a sneaking suspicion Kevin Sumlin will be somewhere in the National Football League after this year. Anyway, this is all breaking today. Keep your eye on ESPN. Seems to be breaking all of this news. We'll have it up at bunsports.com as well. But a ton of news coming out on Johnny Manziel. And I will say this. I know that I saw a column by Dan Wetzel saying that he predicts that Manziel does not miss a snap. I disagree with that at this time. Now, it can change, and with new revelations, I'll reserve the right to change my opinion, obviously, considering what comes out. But knowing what I know now, which, you know, is limited, I know what you know. I've read the reports. I think Johnny Manziel is in serious trouble here. The NCAA has looked very weak lately. They haven't punished Miami. They failed here, failed there. Some are worried about the enforcement model. And you also have to come to grips with the fact. I mean, you also have to realize the fact that they are about to lose everything when these coaches, athletic directors, and commissioners decide we're going to start this new league. It's going to blow the NCAA up, especially in terms of football. So the NCAA needs something right now to make it look firm. And I don't think there's a whole lot of like for Johnny Manziel out there. Now, that is outside of College Station and the Texas A&M fan base. But I just don't think there are too many people that want to be president of the Johnny Manziel fan club at this moment. I think the NCAA may take this as another publicity opportunity. Of course, everything with them is a publicity opportunity. And come down firm. I would say that I think right now this does not look good for Johnny Manziel. That's a personal opinion. We'll see how this thing plays out as it goes on. Twitter, you can always follow us at BunSports. You can contact us, tips@bunsports.com, also mail@bunsports.com. If you want to contact me, you can do so at jacob@bunsports.com, and follow me on Twitter at jacobbun, facebook.com/bunsports as well. We'll keep this topic rolling. We'll talk to the college football professor on Wednesday, and as well as get some other analysis from around the world of college football about Johnny Manziel and where this story is going. It is not going away, I can promise you that. We'll be back.